Did you hurt your hamstring on that run, or was it before then?
No, it just tightened up on me a little bit, so I had to play around that.
It looked like you kind of
let up on that run. That was the slowest I've ever ran in my life, so yeah, hopefully I wanted to do that again.
Brett, you get the first one out of the way. What's it mean to finally get the win as a starter?
It feels amazing. It's truly a blessing, especially to come in. And especially a rivalry game, you know, there was a lot going into this game. You know, I just thank the team, not only the offense, offensive line, receivers, running backs, but the defense played their butts off too. And, you know, I was able to do what I do because of them. And I just want to thank them because they played one heck of a game. And we played for 60 minutes, and that was our goal coming into it. And, you know, we got the W.
What do you think this does for your mindset and the rest of the team? You guys had a rough couple weeks there.
Yeah.
Now to come out to win one and get back over 500.
We just have to keep this momentum going. You know, we got to ride the wave. And, you know, I think it gives us a boost of confidence for sure, especially getting the first one under us. But, you know, every week is a new week. So we're going to enjoy this. I'll tell you now, I'll enjoy this for the next couple hours. But once, you know, we get back and get things settled down and tomorrow hits, we got another game to win. And we have to take it one game at a time and just go that route.
How does the hamstring injury complicate things as you prepare going forward?
I'll be fine. Yeah, I mean, you know, you figure it out and you keep going.
What went through your mind when Mike called that play on third down to let you go deep to Adams on third and short? That's got to give you some confidence, right?
Yeah, you know. I trust Devontae. He's an awesome receiver. He's going to be one of the best receivers, if not already, in the league. And he's a heck of a playmaker. So that was what you call a trust throw. You get it up there and let him make him play. And he did what he did best, does best.
Was there some improvisation on the touchdown, too, with that?
Yeah, you know, it's just making things happen. the first read's not there. Second or third, just sort of get out and make something with it.
I think you and Devontae have sort of connected.
You know, I couldn't tell you. He's just a great receiver, and I like throwing to him. We have a trio of receivers that I'm happy to be throwing to any of them. Cobb, obviously, with the first, you know, play going for 49, I think. Jordy is a great receiver, Hall of Famer, and Devontae, you know. You couldn't ask for a better receiving core than that. So, for me, I feel good with all my matchups whenever.
When there's mental mistakes and miscommunications about timeouts and time expiring,
yeah. Yeah.
What are you thinking about that time and how do you kind of shake that off moving forward?
You know, it happens. It's football. Going into the game, you know, we know nothing's going to be perfect, you know, especially on that timeout. I just got lost in the track of things. And so I take that one. But, you know, stuff happens, you know, and it's not good. We clean those things up and we keep moving, and that's what we did today.
Right before the long one to Devontae at the end, there was a delay of game that kind of created third and 10. Can you take that on yourself for the delay and then you just kind of have to forget about it? And I mean, that's a crucial play.
Yeah. You know, I think anything in life, you know, but specifically with that play, you can't dwell on it. I mean, what's that going to do? You got to make the most out of your opportunity. And, you know, we got moved 5 yards back, but we completed it. So, you know, who cares?
Brett, some of the guys thought maybe you were a little more forceful this week in practice and maybe just a little bit more vocal. What led to that and how do you think they reacted?
Just myself, you know. That's all I can be. That's all I ever will be. And, you know, I love the guys and you know, I have a lot of respect for them. And, you know, we just got out there and did our thing. You know, we detailed our work a lot this week, and, you know, it paid off.